Mzabu Zabu Kunane recognized the police officer who shot him in the leg during a protest in June. He says the officer knew him too because he is a longtime community and HIV activist. The self-employed father of five is now an amputee.
I am fighting for, I want to see a time where our life will be better than this. Whenever I'm sitting, I feel like crying. In fact, it's destroying me because I know what happened to me and then I know who have done it.
Protesters in Eswatini have been on the street since June, calling for democratic reforms in Africa's last absolute monarchy. They accuse King Mswati of living lavishly while ignoring the poverty in this country of 1.1 million people. Amnesty International says more than 80 people have been killed and more than 1,000 arrested, including children and two members of parliament who remain in jail. The government says 37 people have died.
The deputy prime minister says the protests have caused $68 million in damages and economic losses. People haven't been able to go to work. Businesses have been shuttered. Schools have been closed indefinitely. The government says it hasn't been able to deliver food to the needy or mental health services due to the unrest.
Deputy Prime Minister Themba Masuku says King Mswati will have a dialogue with all sectors of society once the violence ends and COVID-19 is over.
We are ready to engage, but it is important to note that any engagement must be in an environment of calm, you know. It must be in an environment of peace.
But protesters, including Kunane, are showing no sign of ending their unprecedented push for democracy 35 years after gaining independence.
I will fight until, if it's possible, they will cut another leg. And if I still have hands, they will cut their hands until they cut my heart, because that is the way I'll stop living or breathing. So I will not stop.
The government says it will continue to restrict access to social media and ban protests it sees as a security threat in order to restore the peace. Natasha Ganame, Al Jazeera, Babane, Eswatini.